KCZ for a radio check.
WBAICU. Anyone know if the other repeater is down?
What was the question?
WAYRC.
Yeah, WBAICU. I was wondering if anyone knew if the other 36 is down.
I don't know for sure. I'm on a LaPierre repeater, so I wouldn't know about the others right now.
Okay, well, power's down at my house. It might be down over there, too, but normally it doesn't extend that far. Hey, thanks. I'll just go back and check it now and then. I'm running off battery, of course, since I ain't got no power.
Yeah, real good. Wait, you got ice up that way?
Well, we did have it. Still kind of icy out on the sidewalks and the road, but not as bad. I would have thought if it was, you know, that would have caused it, it would have happened overnight instead of it happened at 10 o'clock. Just, I was on the computer and everything just went out, lights, everything. Okay. I'll let you go, Lynn. Thanks for the callback.
No problem. Have a good morning, WBAYRC.
73, WBAICU.
N8LJN, mobile monitoring.
What's you up to there, young man? WAYRC.
I'm doing okay, Mike. How about you? I am just going to help my son do a brake repair. Well, the weather is sort of nice.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, hopefully it's inside. I got some what do they call them? Stabilizer? I don't know. Something in front of my town and country. A couple bars that go kind of on an angle. I got one that's kind of rattling. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, and I got to switch them out eventually, but not today.
Yeah, probably the sway bars. When the bushings get old, they will rattle. Or when they wear out, of course. Done that many times, and it's well worth the effort. Just the bushings are very inexpensive, but the work is a little involved sometimes.
Yeah, I've never done that kind of stuff. I mean, I could tear it apart and probably do it. Just haven't done it, so I'll probably get off and figure out, oh, I need another tool, but got lots of tools, but probably not the right one.
You probably got the right tools. And that Town and Country is a relatively new car, so the one problem that always seems to be an issue with the sway bar bushing clamps are the bolts. Those nuts always seem to rust up pretty well. So, say a little prayer for rusty bolts to come free.
Yeah, maybe me and penetrating oil or WD-40 or something. But, yeah, I'll have to tackle that one of these days. I ain't too worried about it. It's not falling off yet.
Yeah, PB Blaster is my go-to for penetrating to free up things. I've also heard that, what's it called? It's nail polish remover. I can't think of the name of it, but it's the same material that's in brake cleaner. And I just saw a video where some guy used that to kind of work it back and forth and get it off. Anyways, been working on the Joe Box for Aries, so version 2 should be ready for the January meeting. Looking forward to getting more feedback on that. And that's been kind of my primary thing on radio stuff. I couldn't make it to the Christmas dinner last week. And are you doing anything on the 10-meter contest this weekend?
You know, all these years I have not. I'm not exactly sure what to do. I could have got the time to do it. In fact, I'm sitting in front of everything right now. But yeah, I've never jumped in to actually do one of them. That's not the same thing as 10-10 number. Nothing. It's just all just a 10-meter operation, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I saw where a few of the club members were getting in yesterday. It probably ended at noonish today is what my guess was. But, yeah, boy, I tell you, those higher bands are in HF are really hot this year with the solar maximum coming up. So it's really interesting. I'm quite impressed at how well, because I never spent any time up there in 15 or 10, let alone 6, and so it's really interesting how well they're working this year.
Yeah, they are doing pretty good. In fact, I was listening to somebody on POTA. I have a new program, well, a few of us do now, but Hammers Pro, and they're updating that thing like every other day, but they're doing a good job on it, and all you got to do is click on the person you want to make contact to. It fills in the log and hit save, and it saves it and move on to the next one. Each one that they're on that frequency operates your radio at the same time with the FL rig, and you click on it and turns your radio to that frequency, and away you go. So it's working pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that Hammers is the go-to for POTA, and 2 years ago at the picnic, Scott was running it when I got on for my first time activating, and boy, was that a blast, and it sure does make it easy. He might have been using Hammers on his smartphone last August when we were doing that and I was on. Sure is a lot of fun. And it sure does sound like a very good logging program. I greatly enjoy POTA. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to have to activate myself someday, but for now I enjoy hunting. It's sure been a blast to kind of get out there and find activators.
Yeah, I'll get out there too when it gets some old nicer weather. Anyway, yeah, that new it's the new version of Hammer, so it has a little more features, and probably another month they'll add something else to it, but they keep up. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I was working on my Go Box here, and I got flip it around. It takes 2 men and a boy to flip it around, but it's getting heavier by the moment. So 7-3, have a good day in WAYRC.
All right, Mike, well, thanks for answering my call. And when you're flipping that go box around, be careful with that newly repaired shoulder. Really glad that's working well for you. You have yourself a good day. 7-3, NELJN, clear.
KS8CPP, monitoring. KS8CLL, got your letter, please. How are you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. The snow season is falling outside, so I'm just trying to get the Bluetooth programming website from Old Master to get my that TIG radio, the TDH-8 that I got back from you programmed. It doesn't want to let me use the data, probably because it doesn't have patients yet, but anyway, I'm going to go back to you, Ricky.
Okay, well, just recording a short contact for my YouTube channel, so that's nice. And yeah, it was nice talking with you on the air. Hopefully you can get your Bluetooth programming to work, and I will say 73 from KF8CPP, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa. You have yourself a good one. This is KF8CPP, we'll be going clear.
KFHCLL will be clear as well. And 73 here. 73 here. Okay. Clear after your final pick.
NADLP. NADYU. You're on ticket. NADLC. NADYU. How about it, Vic?
KFACCP, this is KFACCLR, you got it.
This is KF8CPP. Jason, KF8CLL, was that you? Your signal is very quiet there, but I think it was you.
Yes, this is me. Do you have a copy on me? This is KF8CLL.
Yes, it's quiet, but yes, I do have a copy.
KFACCP, this is KFACLL. Do you have a better copy on my signal now?
This is KFACCP. Yes, it's a little better. Still a bit quiet, but it's better. This is KFACPP. Yes, I do have a copy. A little bit of interference, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get into that capacity, so I said I'm able to get the interference.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know what to talk about right now. I assume you're going to go to your aunt's house really soon. I think it's, like right next door to your house, so... Yeah. All right, I'm back outside. I gotta find my mom because we're supposed to be making cookies next door at my aunt's house. I just came from there. Oh, cool, cookies. What kind are they? There's all sorts of cookies that we're making. I just found my mom. My mom apparently heard me from my room, even though I was next door. KFACLO. That's funny. Yeah, she's awesome. That's funny. Speaking of cookies, my mom made chocolate chip cookies that are really good. A little bit on the crunchy side, but they're really good nonetheless. This is KFACPD. Yeah, I just gotta go jump to a few every once in a second to make sure I'm connected, so. Anyway, KFACLL. Back to Rick? Alright. Okay, so. Don't really know what else to talk about, so I guess I'll let you go for now. 73 to you. I hope you enjoy those cookies over there at your aunt's house, so. Yeah. 73 from KFACPP, I'll be going clear. Yeah, about that, most of them we're not even going to be eating today, so I don't know. Oh, how come? How come you won't be eating most of them? Yeah, so. I did not copy your last signal there. What were you trying to say? It kept cutting in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria Mobile, returning home.
UHF hub connected to VHF hub.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Red Control Station for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Clarion. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a narrow frequency of 39 and 32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5, and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. Now, this is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the section of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the group, I have the following stations listed. WBA USA, WBA 2QZ, WBA 2KL, KW 5AF, WBA AXB, and KAJDD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
KD9IAR, boy, I haven't heard you in a while. You got a good signal tonight, thank you. Next station, please. Ray Relay. KAJBD, KEABUN.
Go ahead, KAJBD.
Yeah, can you place the general net call, please?
Will do. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, please call now. Again, Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, call now. This is KAJBD.
November 8th, Echo, November X-ray, Julia, India, Mike.
KAJBD, this is KAJBD, nothing heard.
Okay, thank you, Jim, KAJBD, KAJBD, Michigan Section ARPSC net. I am just cheating here, looking at my watch to see what's on my calendar this week as I left my phone upstairs. He caught me in the middle of this. I was just finishing up putting together a piece of furniture for my son, and saw the time and said, hey, I got to get down here because I knew that KB wasn't going to make it. So anyway, good evening, everybody. Appreciate you all coming out. We've got, let's see here. This past week, yesterday, I just got back. I went up Friday night. Got to see a lot of snow up in Gaylord when I made a stop there, and also they had plenty of snow on the ground up in Manistee, which is where I was staying. We worked with the District D folks. They had an exercise put together. It was a classroom exercise covering all of the non-incident parts of the position task book. Ended up with eight people being able to participate. We had three people who completed their task book, so they had other tasks that had been previously completed. Another two people have one more task to go each, different tasks, and they'll be able to accomplish those at just about any time. And then the remaining folks have another event to go through, and they will go through, they are planning to have one or two of the upcoming events that will be normally public service events. We are able to structure those as NIMS organized them, so they'll be able to get those folks through the book in there, as well as other volunteers that might be up in the area. So if you're interested in working on your task book, you might want to reach out to QA, Bob, Delta, Charlie, KATDC, Mr. Pete Costa, and he will see if he can squeeze you in there to help. And if not, it sounds like it's a fun couple of events that we've got dogs running and a running race that's later in the spring. So that's the week past. Upcoming this week, I've got, I believe it's Wednesday, is a Cobalt Magnet 25 measles review. Measles, the master scenario is not listed, so we're just kind of doing a checkpoint. That's a big exercise. It's going to run for about a week, and so there's a lot of moving parts coming together, a lot of agencies involved, and there will definitely be some Oxcom injects communication. And Thursday, I'm going to head down, I'll be down in and visit the club over there. Dave Little, the EC, he's the new EC over there, he took over from Paul Reinhardt. He has asked if I could come in and give a talk on Oxcom, the folks that have some interest in it. So we'll be meeting up with them. And I think that was everything that was on the calendar. I just kind of, like I said, scrambled over to my watch. So other than that, it'll be a quiet week overall, at least as far as Oxcom goes. All right, I'll shut up, and let me go next to WBA-USA to be followed by WBA-3TV. Mr. Joe, how are things over your way?
Yeah, well, they're pretty cold matches. You could, well, imagine no sunshine today, but you can expect it. I've got a relay for you. When KVD was calling for check-ins, I picked up a Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India. He was weak readable here, so you might want to put him at the bottom of the roster bowl.
Did you say Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Alpha Juliet?
Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Kilo India. Over.
Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Kilo India. I think I got it that time.
Okay, good enough. So I wanted to make sure I got that in. And good enough on KB9I. Don has been making the rounds on a lot of nets. Michigan Tri-Cat and the MaxNet has been checking in. And even Great Lakes Emergency and Tri-Cat. So he had an antenna that was down for a long time and had help putting another one up. I think he's running an NetSat to explain it more on his transmission, but good for him, and boy, he's getting his revenge, you think, so good for you, Don. So, skipping the rest, and some pretty good signals. Matt, just one thing, I said you were loud and clear, you have decayed a little bit, you're readable. So there you go. Alright, well, let's see what's going on here. Well, the only noteworthy, well, I have two noteworthy items. Number one, looks like we'll be going to the Interop convention this year, next year. The Red Cross out of Grand Rapids is sponsoring me, so I took that open slot. So after an absence of a few years, looks like I'll be going back. I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to returning to Michigan from Florida, but you've got to let something go in order to take something in that's really worthwhile. And I do have my business card printed up, as I'm sure Bradley, if he's sponsoring, geez, I'm seeing that you'll be pushing business cards. So I took the plug and got some. Well, let's see, and then the other newsworthy item, all quiet in accounting, number one. Number two is that the Red Cross Radio Room project I've been working on, and another fella, Randy, a non-amateur Red Cross volunteer, is almost complete after working on it since June. There are a total of seven antennas up there. Two HF dipoles, and then the rest are tri-band or dual-band antennas, ground planes. Two of them have 220 capability, and doggone it, because of proper pre-planning, the SWR is basically flat on all of them. So I couldn't be more pleased. So that's wrapping up. The last little bit is programming the laptop computers that are going in there, hanging some pictures on the wall, and then celebrate with some kind of a event. Not sure what it's going to be. We've already had the station on the air. That's on the reception report. So that was a good thing. Anyway, enough of my yakking, back to you, Mike. Matt, thanks for running it, and all have a safe week upcoming. Over.
All right, Joe, thank you for all of that. Your signal was good pretty much all the way through there, and you've taken a little bit of a tape, but still good readable. The fickleness of the band. Good job at getting the radio room all set up there, and really nice work on the antennas. So good to hear that everything's nice and flat as SWR-wise. And thank you as well for passing along the extra check-in there. I've got him added to the roster. Next, let's go to WBATQZ, followed by WBATKL. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Fairfield County?
And after Max, KHD1 and Michigan Air PSC, WBATQZ. Well, actually, we're doing a lot better up here for weather than other areas around here. We've had relatively very little snow, which is an issue, always a good thing. And, things are working out pretty well. We're staying caught up with it. I found that when I did finally go out and check my antennas there, of course I slacked off on a few halyards to see what kind of shape they were in. They were in pretty good shape, but I obviously did not get the 75 meter and through the 3-point back where it was. It hasn't chewed up the transmission. So I guess the next warp fell maybe tomorrow or the next day. I need to get out there and see if I can tweak it a little bit more and get it where I belong. I did receive an email from Chuck Brew up in Macedon City regarding an iBISIM refresher online Thursday evening. Attachment, which I didn't read until today. Today is the last day to register for it, so I guess I'll take a shot at that and see if I can avail myself of that. But seems like an easy way to get brushed up, and seems like convenient enough, especially this time of year. And so all the news here, back to you.
All right, Mike, thank you. WBKAPY, Michigan Section ARPR, CNET. Yes, what's good? Yes, obviously, the people that check the antennas before the snow gets too deep up there. Nice to hear you're surviving the weather as well. Yes, my sim for pressure training, you can mention that over the weekend while I was, yesterday, Pete was promoting that a bit as well. I guess Bryce is going to be running that class. So it should be a good one. Hope you enjoy it there. And the three of you checked in. Let's see, we're going to go to WBPKO and then we'll take a standby here. Mr. J, how are things going your way?
Oh, Whiskey Bravo, Tango Kilo Lima, Jay in Ypsilanti Township. Well, I'm currently looking at on my laptop here at a picture of one of my former ham neighbor's backyard. He's got a camera that watches his backyard, but it's on the Arden Microwave Network. And I'm getting a really nice color photograph, and not much going on in his backyard at the moment, but it does confirm the network is up and running. So we're going to be, the Arrow Radio Club is going to be going out to a public park in Ann Arbor this time, Hunt Park. And the guys will be standing up in the cold and the rain. Well, not that cold. We're expecting about 50 degrees that day. We'll see how it is after sunset. But it will be a bit wet. And the guys will be setting up some of their HF stations and Arden's nodes and hopefully some 220 megahertz operations. But they'll be setting up in the park as we do every third Monday of every month. We do this year-round, no matter what the weather. There are only two of us that belong to the 6 Degrees Club, where we showed up for an outing that was, the temperature was only 6 degrees, and that was rather a fun one, but there were only two of us that were willing to go and set up gear and brave the elements. But this time I'm going to go and set up an Arden node, shoot over the tops of all the tall buildings in downtown Ann Arbor. We will be on high ground and establish a link into the main body of the network and see what's to be seen. We'll also be promoting 220 megahertz operations now that we've got a 220 megahertz. Cross-linked with our main T-meter machine. So when we do the Monday night net, the guys will be able to check in with their handy-talkies or their rigs or whatever, and we're going to see how many of them will show up and actually do that. Monday night net. Kind of wondering what's going on around the state with regard to the ARES. This is an ARPC net after all, so it covers ARES, MTS, Skywarn, Oxcom, and RACES. Well, I'm kind of wondering what's happening around the state in the ARES world. With that, WBAPKO, back to that.
Okay, Jay, thank you for your comments there. Good luck out at the park there. I hope that the weather does turn out to be warm and not too wet for you when you guys get set up there. You're certainly having a lot of fun with the hiding net there. It sounds like one of your cohorts there down that way has managed to create a homebrew security system with the imaging net. All right, this is KEDY. We're taking a standby here to see if there's anyone else that would like to join into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? I heard the repeaters striking
Jeff. Is any over you out there? Is this KEAD on?
Yeah, I checked in early. I just heard if you didn't call me, I'd just be quiet.
All right, I got you in on the roster there. Real quick, do you have any comments to that?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Isaiah, I got you checked in. I was wondering if you had any comments for the net.
I'm currently noise-free from the local grow operation. I spent the last week, took down all of his lights and reinstalled a complete new lighting system. Sometimes you have to take it a little bit to an extreme to get rid of your appearance, but you know what? I'm a happy camper.
Hey, that's not so bad. He's probably doing okay with Robin, and as a result of it, everybody's happy. Good deal. Thank you, as always, for providing the remote and riding along here. All right, let's go to KW5AF and followed by WDAXB. Mr. Skip, how are things up in Milwaukee?
This is KW5AF. Well, things are very, very foggy. It's going to be above freezing this evening and tomorrow morning, at least for a couple of days. So it'll be a good time to get outside, see if I can get some more antenna work done. Other than that, not much happening around the area. It's kind of a bland time of year. You know, it's one of those things, haven't had any real heavy snow yet, so it's one of those things that we're just doing what we can, and, you know, just kind of taking it easy, getting the shack in order, probably do some antenna work since the weather will be warm and the coax won't be frozen to the ground, and that'll be about it for the week, KW5AF.
All right, KW5AF, KEAPLM, boy, you have a solid signal coming into Midland here this evening, you know, loud and clear, sir. Next we go to WDAXBD followed by KAJBD. Mr. Charlie, how are things down your way?
Well, good afternoon, Max and everybody. This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie in Calhoun County, District 5. Nice to hear KB5IAR. I sent a quick text message to Don and reminded him of the net, and I knew his he had some antenna issues, but then I didn't know what the status was, but I was able to hear him check in, which is not always easy to do because we're kind of close, and I guess our antennas don't orient well for ground wave, but Don, we heard you today quite well. Let's see here. Yeah, I found out that Brett wasn't going to be on the net tonight. I did let a bunch of other stations know in Southwest Michigan to, it's like, hey, you know, stations, if you can check in, at least check your rig out and do some listening if you got other things going in the background. Boy, I wish this net could grow in active check-ins, that's for sure. I don't know why we don't get more. Yes, I understand people have family and dinner things on Sundays, but really, every Sunday? And sometimes we even take Sundays off for holiday reasons that we don't have nets. So yeah, there you go. Well, tomorrow, one of my plans is to try to do a temporary patch on a piece of coax outside that I accidentally cut when I was going after some weeds and growing weedy vines, and the weedy vine that I cut was actually wrapped around a piece of coax going to one of my HF antennas. I've got three HF wire antennas, and only two of them are fit for duty right now, so I would really like to get my third one set up, and I can do it in the rain. I just don't want to do it with, 6 inches of snow on the ground or have it be any colder. So, yeah, we're supposed to get up to, I think, around 50, upper 40s to around 50 tomorrow here in Kalamazoo County. Let's see, was there something else? I guess not at this time, so we will turn it back. back to you there, Max, Net Control, and yeah, your signal's been pretty steady, but now the fading is starting to start, so must be the sun is going down or something, so you're up and down, up and down. KEADON, back to you, sir, from WD8AXD, over.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Yeah, you had a really good signal coming in here all the way through, and thank you for promoting the net around the area there. We do get some nice turnout from Southwest Michigan, and it never hurts to promote it further. All right, next, let's go to KAJBD. You'll be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KADON, KJBD. Good afternoon, and hello to all on the net. Daily Kim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. KB8AY is in the process of finalizing our NCS schedule for next year for the Washtenaw ARPSC and the Siren Test Net. So we're getting that squared away coming up for next year. Other than that, not too much going on. However, I did hear again Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India, trying to check in again. So just thought I'd bump that out and see if maybe he sort of heard it. Anyway, great signal here tonight, 5x9, armchair copy. Anyway, good afternoon to all, and hopefully everybody has a great upcoming week. So back to you. This is Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and thank you for confirming the call. Kilo Echo 8, Juliet, Kilo, here's your feet up there in up the west back. We'll get to you. And yes, I'm glad it was that one and not what I had written down, Kilo Alpha 8. That's an expired call. So very good. Thank you. And by the way, you can call KD8AY. Your gateway is working nicely. I hit it with 5 watts from here with my X6100. So it did a very nice job. First try out. All right, we'll go next to KD9IAR to be followed by KEAJKI. Mr. Don, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yes, I've had antenna problems quite a while. And I ordered NFED halfway, 130 foot. And had KEAUU and WD8KC come over to you and put it up for me. And I'm pretty happy with it. So, doing a great job for me. That's about all I have. Back to net control. KEADON, KB9IAR.
All right, Don, thank you for checking in this evening, KB9IAR. Good to hear you again. We haven't heard you in quite a while, always good to hear you. Sounds like you're doing well. And it's always good to have friends who can climb on things and put sticks up in the air for us. KB8SWR wants to come over and be there around my roof for a couple of antennas. I appreciate it. That's really good use out of those. Let's see here now. We're going to go to KEAJKI. KEAJKI, KEADON. Can we do a signal check?
KEAJKI.
Anybody here?
Yes,
it's
E4,
I have to tell you. KEADON, KEAJKI. Yes, he's on.
It's funny, it's okay because I'm still not sure that my radio is set up correctly here. But, nothing new to report, just as of last week, we are still planning on going in and cleaning up the IOSCO DOC to try to get those certifications back in a restored condition there. Nothing to report. So, KEAJKI, back to net control.
KEADON, KJBD, KEAJKI has concluded his comments.
All right, thanks for relaying that. Pete, I couldn't hear your comments, unfortunately. I think your signal went right over my house this time. So, hopefully we'll be able to catch you next time there. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. Pete is, by the way, one of our newest ECs and taking care of things up there. All
This is KEDLN. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to pause here and see if there's anybody else would like to check into the net before we close. Yes, sir, please call now.
Are there any relays?
Session of the net. We had 11 check-ins and 27 minutes of airtime. I want to thank everybody for checking in this evening, taking a little bit of time out of your Sunday, as Charlie mentions it, and I do appreciate that. I hope you all have a great evening and have a good week ahead. Stay dry or off the ground as well, and some of the days it's slippery. But anyway, stay safe and healthy, as it were, and I will look forward to seeing you all again or talking with you all again in the next week. This is KEDLN closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEDLN out.
Disconnected.
KNKAR. KFHCD, this is KFHCLL, do you copy? Do you copy? This is KF8CTP. Yes, I do have a copy. Heard you loud and clear. All right, you ready to do the test image? Yep, so you can just tell me what to do. Or can you tell me what to do here, just so I know? Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. I have to pull up that page. Yeah, I think I already have it pulled up. Yeah, so I'll help you get through it. All right, I'll be waiting by until you're ready, when you're ready. Okay, for some reason, my radio is being stubborn, and every so often, it'll just completely cut out all the audio. I think I need to reset it. Give me like 10 seconds, 15, 20 seconds to reset it so I can try to see if that fixes it. It's done it before, and that's just what the solution was. So, KFACLL, we'll be on standby. take your time, take your time. I'll be on standby as well. KF8CPP.
This is KF8CPP. Oh, I have returned. All right, Reggie, you ready to get this image sent over?
Yep, sure am.
All right, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima. And Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa will now be transmitting a slow scan TV image. There was an add-on to 146.700 with Peter from the WAGGI organization. They just ran a slow scan net at 8 o'clock. And the officers got there at 9 o'clock. So. Anyway, Ricky, so are you ready to get the train set up? You're on the stage. You go back to the select mode.
This is KF8CPP. Yes, I'm ready to send an image. I've got a mode selected. I got PD120, and I'm just selecting an image now.
All right, so what I'm going to want you to do is I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to save the audio file as a WAV file, or just simply play it after encoding it? Which would you rather do? Because you can download it and save it for later, so you can retransmit that image again. You don't have to pick through it. If you want to send it some other time, to say another
I'll just do the WAV file way, without saving it.
Alright, so you got your mode selected, you said, you got PD120. And, you got an image selected already?
Yep, I've got it, hang on, let me see, it's not doing it. It's not selecting the file, what the heck.
And HTTP, you still have a copy.
Yes, I do still have a copy. When I select the image, click on Photo Library, I click on the image, I click Done, but it still says no file selected. Is there a reason for that?
I guess just try refreshing the page. This is KFA CLO.
Hang on, I'll just open it in Chrome. Give me a second here. This is KF8CPP.
All right, Reggie, I'm going to have you share your screen. So that way I can see it on because we are on my messages, so I'll just do the backup. So I'm going to go clear for the moment, or rather, I guess I would be on that standby for the moment. So, Reggie, KF8CPP, this is KF8CLL. I'm going on standby.
All right, this is KF8CPP. I'll be going on standby as well. KF8CPP to KF8CLL. Do you copy?
This is PO5-8, Charlie Lima Lima. Yes, I've got you loud and clear.
Cool. All right. I'm ready to send that image now. Should be able to encode it right now.
Yeah, as soon as the repeater drops, bro, you can do it, so. Let's try it out. KF8CLL, we're going on standby for the image to be transmitted. Hi, KF8CPP, you're ready to go.
Wait, hold on. So do I click on encode or download?
My bad, you need to click on download and then play the file from your music player or whatever it's on your iPad, so. Do that first and then I'll still be on standby waiting for your image. So can you stop and tell me what mode it's going to be?
Alright, give me just a second. It's been PD 120. And just give me just a second here, and I will send the image. Once I get to the file, I will drop, let the repeater drop. I think recent? No, where's the sound? Here, I'll try looking in the Chrome folder. Chrome. Here we are. Chrome. Make sure this is the right one. Alright. What the heck? Where is it at? Here we go. I think I found it, so give me just a second and make sure it's the right one. I don't know if I should send it in just a few seconds. Alright, just one more note. It's the whole shebang is about 4 minutes long, the whole audio file. So yep, so just I'll send it right now, PD120, if you didn't catch it earlier.
Break. You do not need to do that. I just need to tell you right now, before you send it, don't let it run the full duration. You're going to have to pause that file because there's actually like only about... Okay, so PD120 is 120 seconds. The whole actual encoded part is 120 seconds, so it's not 4 minutes long. It should only be about just over two. And then after that, it'll mark where it ends. It'll just be in the tone. It's really annoying. So pause it after it ends. But anyway, you are clear to send your signal to the HTML on standby.
So I just let it go for 2 minutes?
Yeah, keep your speaker held next to your PTT. You're going to have to hold your PTT down. But then you should be good to go, so just don't let it run the full duration. Otherwise, half of it will be a continuous annoying single tone. And that gets really annoying. Anyway, you're good to go. Okay, if you see that, we'll have to stand by for the image.
All right, I will send the image right now, as soon as the repeater drops.
Please tell me what I'm looking at. At the very bottom, I got a good amount of it. And it looks like some like type of text or something, like a text message directory or something. I don't know.
It is a screenshot from my game. It's a game mode. It's called Tartarus in the Tornado Alley Ultimate game that I like to play. So, yeah, it's not really a text message directory, but, yeah. Yep, it's just a screenshot from that little secret room in the lobby in the Tornado Alley Ultimate game. Yeah, I just noticed the Roblox jump button in the lower right-hand corner of it. KFHCLO. Yeah. The upper half is just nonsense. I couldn't tell what it was, because it didn't decode properly, but I put the mic closer to the radio and got the rest of it, so. It worked out pretty nice for that last half. Yeah, I'll say 73, and so it's a nice test stretch. 73, and I'll be there after your mic.
All right, KF8 CPP, I'll be going clear.